Welcome, everyone, to the Women Excelling Everywhere podcast. I am here with my wonderful guest. I am Julie Anderson, Julie Brainlady Anderson, your hostess. And I am so excited for this and some of the series of podcasts that are going to be coming out here in the next couple of weeks, because we are going to be discussing something that has been a longtime desire of mine to bring to life. And I am here to interview, and that is the Women Excelling Everywhere book, collaborative book. For those of you who know me or have heard me talk about this, this is something that has been a dream of mine for several years, to bring together amazing women that I have met over the years who have wonderful stories and wonderful nuggets of wisdom for all the women out there. And we just want to help women excel everywhere. And that is why I am so excited, because I have one of our amazing co-authors here with me, Marla. Marla, welcome to the Women Excelling Everywhere pod.
Oh, thank you so much, Julie. I'm excited to be a part of this collaboration, excited to share a smidgen of my story and again, help women excel everywhere.
I love it. I love it. So let me read just a little bit of her bio, because let me tell you, Marla is amazing. Amazing. So Marla Alberti has lived on board a United States carrier, aircraft carrier. Therefore, she feels that she is unstoppable. She's a native of Jacksonville, Florida. She loves to read, travel, shop. So like so many of us, many of her travels have been on cruises, and she has taken 16 thus far. Marla believes life is a journey, and we all can create the life we want. So why not do it? You only live once, she says. She's an energetic visionary. She's the owner of Truth Speaks Group, LLC, which is a multimedia company that creates strategies and solutions for work-life integration and harmony. Ooh, I just love that. Integration and harmony. She's also the founder of IO for Teens, Inc., which is a skill-based confidence and career-building organization teaching teens how to achieve their dreams based on the science of human behavior. Marla doesn't believe in work-life balance. She believes in all areas of our life can be integrated, and we can create harmony in our lives by means of IO psychology and positive psychology methodologies. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. Marla's mantra is to teach, train, and educate working women who desire to understand their truth and life of success defined in their own terms. Now, Marla has amazing educational background. She's a certified professional career executive and life coach. She is an associate professional in training and development. She's certified chief happiness officer, certified positive psychology practitioner. She is a director of HR, and she has been a director of HR. She's an instructor of psychology, Amazon best-selling author, and has over 25 years in business coaching and training experience. She holds a Master of Education in Adult Education, Bachelor's in Applied Science and Supervision and Management, and an Associates of Science Financial Services. So she's getting really close to her PhD, super excited. So welcome, Marla. Welcome to the Women Excelling Everywhere.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. It's when you listen to your bio being read, you're like, oh my gosh. Yeah, but yeah, it's okay. You know, I have a book about bragging on yourself, so it's okay for other people brag on you. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Exactly. Let's bring this together.
It's okay.
So in getting to know women, so the kind of the background of the book that we talk about is getting to know women, and their journey, and how we all have this journey, and we all have wisdom connected to that journey. Yes. And sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we feel like, what's wrong with me? Or why is this not working for me? And then when we find out that other women have been there, done that, right? It changes. So I read that professional bio, but tell us a little bit more about your journeys and your travel and what led Marla to do all this amazing stuff that I just read.
Oh my gosh. So I know this is only 30 minutes, so we're not going to take all the time, but I always say that within my coaching. So I've coached a 9-to-5 working woman. I've coached, I don't know, I've lost count of how many people I've coached. I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of coaching. I always say that I am my own client. So I'm walking in their shoes, right? So if they need that 9-to-5 balance between work and life, I say, okay, scratch the balance. There is no such thing. I try to create, help them create harmony. I'm doing the same thing for myself. So if they have been that stay-at-home mom that needed to get back out into to the workplace and figure life out, I've been there, done that. You know, so I always say I am my own client. I'm always walking in their shoes. I'm always walking in my own shoes. And a part of my story is, you know, you can sit here and list all the bad stuff, right? And all the good stuff and try to weigh them against each other. It doesn't matter. I've been divorced twice. I've been hurt twice. More than twice. I have had death. My mother has passed away. Both my brothers have passed away. I'm the full caretaker for my dad. My kids are with me. I have a brand new glam baby, you know, so we can all say, we all come up with all these excuses, Julie. But the thing is, I try to help women see for themselves is, what do you want? And that is a question I constantly ask myself. And I'm constantly on a self-awareness journey for that. You know, a prime example is, you know, I served time in the military. You know, my military experiences didn't really start affecting me until within the last, well, they affected me a lot throughout the whole time, but they didn't really start coming to fruition for me until like the last 7 or 8 years when I got divorced from my last divorce, you know. So, you know, and then all of a sudden here comes this PTSD and all these things that happen. And I'm like, you know, and you like what you said, you start to think about, okay, what's wrong with me? What's going on with me? I'm doing all these things and da 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 da. But no, society is trying to make you feel like something's wrong. And really, there's nothing wrong with us.
Really. I love that.
Really, there's nothing wrong with us. Yes, that doesn't mean that you don't have things to work on. We all have things to work on. Nobody's perfect. Everybody around here is flawed. We know that, you know, right? But really, we have to be able to learn to be content and be. And something I constantly preach on is the fact that we are human beings, but how often do we get a chance to be? And that's, I'm talking to myself. So everything, I always say that, Julie, everything I teach, preach, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself. So why not help someone along on that journey? Yeah, I got the education and all that, but behind all that education, behind all those titles, you know, us Western culture, we are fascinated with titles, right? But behind all that, we're still just everyday people who like to go to concerts and movies and watch TV and have a drink or something, you know, whatever. We're still everyday people. And I know we can unpack that more, but I pretty much have 99.9% of my clients. I have coached men too. I've walked in their shoes and I'm still walking in their shoes.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting the way you say that, because a couple of things that you hit on that I just totally there with you is the balance, right? When we set our up, because as a brain lady, you know, one of the things that I say is you have to really be careful what mm-hmm. you're telling your mind, your brain, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. you're thinking in your mind, because the brain's going to listen.
Yep.
Right. And when we are trying to achieve this perfect balance, mm-hmm. it's impossible. If it's just not possible. Yeah. I call it integration, but I love your term so much better. And I'm going to quote you a lot because harmony, I think, you know, you have the high notes in harmony, right? You have the high notes and you have the low notes.
Yep.
And a beautiful piece of music has both. So I just love that analogy. That's so important for people to understand that sometimes the music is going to be quiet and sometimes it's going to be loud.
Yep.
And that's just so
true.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. So I love that. And I also love the fact that we're all still a work in progress. No matter what we've done, we're a work in progress. And I think sometimes women, especially, not that men don't struggle with this too, mm-hmm. because they do. I've seen it from time to time in my sons and in my husband. But I think women get caught up in the emotion of it more.
We do.
Yeah. And that's the desire to be what we think we should be instead of being content with what we are and knowing that that's okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No, it's funny. I can talk about that so much. It's funny you bring up about the emotion piece, because we are, you know, that's where this frame the says the phrase it's a man's world comes from. Because they say it's a man's world because they're running things because they don't have so much emotion put behind it. You know, they just like they're black and white. They are not gray, right? So it is what it is. It's yes, no. But the woman, you know, and I'm going to use the same example most people use. The think about the resume. Think about applying for the job. What do we do? We gotta have 99% of everything on that damn job description, right?
Exactly. Or we don't even apply.
Or we don't even apply. A man, black and white. They see the first thing. Ah, I'm apply. I'll make it. And guess what? They'll get the job. You know, right? So it's again, we're putting too much behind it. We're thinking about it. We're putting too much emotion behind it. But we really can't blame ourselves for that. That's really ancestral. We can go back in history about that. There's studies been done about that. That's really going back to the women's suffrage days. I mean, that's going back to the slave days. I mean, that's been going on for years. So it's kind of, you know, I think we're slowly getting into breaking that mold with this generation Z coming up, you know, and the millennials, that they're slowly breaking that, because they're like, look, if you're not gonna let me feed my plant, I'm not gonna work for you, you know,
Right,
right?
right. Yeah.
So you know, so they're realizing, you know what, I do have a choice. I do have a choice. I don't have to do what my ancestors did. I don't have to do what my parents did. I don't have to, you know, we're the Gen Xers, right? So our kids are the millennials, right?
Yep.
So they're realizing they don't have to. What do we do? What do we do? We worked. We worked our butts off. Gen Xers
Yep.
work. You know what I'm saying? We work. That's all we know. And we get pride from that work. You know, we love those achievements. Millennials and Gen Z's are like, I need a whole week of vacation every month. You know, and I don't get it, I'm gonna leave. And guess what? They can leave because they have the education, they have the background, and they're gonna find a company that does it for them, right? So going back to the emotional state, that's what it is. We are emotional, and men too. We're not gonna bad. We love our men, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Those who are they, those who recognize as they, we love everyone, right? But people, women, those who identify as female, we have this thing where we just overthink everything.
Yes.
Just overthink everything, and sometimes that keeps us from just going, right? But
Yes.
that's why it's so important, Julie. Jim Rohn said this. You gotta watch who you're surrounded with and who's your company. Who's the company you keep? You know, I'm not, if I want to know something about Julie, I'm not gonna ask Julie. I'm gonna go to the five people that Julie's around, and I'm gonna observe those five people. And that's gonna tell me a lot about Julie, right? And we're not talking about family, right? We're not talking about your husband and kids, because where are they going? They're not going anywhere, right? We're talking about associates and colleagues and stuff, you know, so that plays a huge part. So your environment, your home environment, your work environment, your life environment, your family environment, your friend environment, your hanging out environment, that says a lot about you and what you want to accomplish and where you want to go. And guess who's in control of that? You are, right? So you can't blame anyone else. You are making the decision. And I love what you said about what our brains, you know, what our mind tells our brain, we're gonna do it, right? If my mind says, Marla, go do five jumping jacks, I'm gonna get up and do five jumping jacks, right? My mind, the brain doesn't know, your brain doesn't know if you're driving a Porsche or driving a hoopty. Your brain doesn't know. You can tell your brain, I'm driving a Porsche today. And guess what? You'll go out and see five Porsches today.
Exactly.
You know, so
Exactly.
your brain doesn't know. So this is how the law of attraction works. This is how, and you know this, and this is how all these things work in our minds. And sometimes that will cause us to overthink. The woman will it'll cause us to overthink, and then we'll be stuck in this whirlwind of, okay, how do I get out of it? Instead of just saying, you know what, let me just be in this moment right now. Marla is recording this podcast with Julie. Let me just be here today. And so thinking about 15 things that I do tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. And to the topic of excelling, that's a lot of what holds women back from excelling, holds
That's it.
anyone
That's it.
back from
That's it.
excelling,
That's it.
right? Is that busyness and then you start when you set these expectations or you're thinking about all these other things and you're not in the moment and you're not like really training your brain on what you want, then you're too all over the place and you get stuck in the just the what is that the inertia the day-to-day stuff. And then you start beating yourself up. So that, then you have that whole psychological piece, as you, you know, you speak to so much better, you know, that of that, those negative voices and, oh, what's wrong with me? And, you know, so that's a,
I 100% agree with you in reference to the excelling piece. So I'm big on, I always coach and talk about, again, I'm my own client, self-awareness. So self-awareness is the number one, it's the first key to emotional intelligence, right? Now there's three other keys to it, but the first one is self-awareness. And you have to be so something I'm constantly working on with myself is, what bothers me? What irritates me? What makes me happy? What makes me smile? What adds to my happiness? What adds to my sadness? What you know, because we're all energy, right? So if I go around a certain person, I know that person pulls me down. Ugh, you know, so that is self-awareness. You have to be able to pay attention to what is in your psyche, what's bothering you. And once you become fully self-aware, and I'm not even going to say fully, I'm not even going to say that because it's a journey, right?
So exactly.
As you're on this journey of self-awareness and you continue to get more heightened and realize things, as I have gotten to be, I say, you know what? This is interesting. Life is interesting. And one thing I said for this, just so my phrase for 2024 is freedom with ease. And excuse my language here, but I'm going to say, I don't have a lot of F's to give out this year, right? I've given out a lot of F's over the past couple of years. I just don't have it. You know, if I say I'm going to do something, if you can come, you can come. You can't, you can't. If I can go, I can't, I can't. I'm not going to stress myself over what anybody else is doing. So this is how you excel. That's how you excel. You excel by saying no to others and saying yes to you and not stressing over what someone else is going to say, do or don't do. Right.
Yeah, take the stress out of it. Stress is so bad for the body, and it's so bad for the brain.
Stress is the number one killer of everything. Stress causes stress ignites your cancer cells that are already dormant in your body. Stress ignites headaches, migraines. Stress ignites your PTSD that you may already be suffering from. And keep in mind, let me put a plug in for that, because I'm such an advocate of PTSD because I have it. PTSD is not a military thing, right? It's post-traumatic stress. Yeah. So whatever you have had trauma from in your life, it's the effects of afterwards, right? So it can happen to anybody. And 9 out of 10 times, most people have PTSD. They don't get diagnosed with it, but they have, because we've all had something traumatic happen in our lives, right? So you have to, these are things, what I just said, you have to address that. And a lot of people don't want to address it. We want to blame mom, dad, parents, uncle, cousin, brother, kids. No, self-awareness. You need to address it for yourself so you can excel. You got to let go to move forward. You can't move forward holding on to the brick or the rock or the big boulder.
Yes. The whole mountain behind you.
The whole mountain. You said, I'm trying to bring it with you. I'm trying to move forward. You can't. I could talk about this all day. You can't do it.
Exactly. That's beautiful. When you can start to let go of that, that's when you make that forward, that forward progress. Because so long as you're holding on to it, another point that is critically important as well. So long as you're holding on to it, you're allowing that to control.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. True.
And by working, and I know it's not an easy thing, right? It's saying not it like overnight. This makes.
You didn't get like this overnight.
So exactly. It is work. But what you said about the self-awareness and going, okay, this is why. So now what do I do proactively so that I can excel and I can move forward to where I want to be to do what I want to do.
Exactly. And here's the thing, you know, that's why I wrote my second book out, The Ultimate Brag Book, because one thing I noticed whenever I did my coaching sessions, if you're going to coach with Marla, Marla's going to make you do an exercise. And one of those exercises is write down the things that you want to do. I don't care if you don't know what it is, write it down. You want to do something. If you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, write it down. Okay. If you want to go to the Great Wall of China, write it down. If you want to go to see the Niagara Falls, right? If you want to be a teacher, right? Whatever it is you want to do, remove money, obstacle, time, family, remove everything, any obstacle out there, right? and write it down. And so many women, Julie, have a problem writing that down. So that's why I came up with that with my book, The Ultimate Brag Book, because you need to be able to brag on yourself and think about all the things that you can and do and things that you like. And so many people have said to me, Marla, I never thought about the top 10 restaurants I like. I never thought about the things I like about my body. Self-awareness. All that is self-awareness. And all that helps you to be able to, when you realize who you are, and again, I'm on this journey too. I have not perfected this journey.
Right.
Let me keep saying that disclaimer. I have not perfected this, right? I'm human too. But once you continue to get this clarity of who you are and what you're capable of, I forgot what quote it was. Someone, oh gosh, a popular quote. I can't think of it. But you know, it's the thing is that we a lot of times we're so fearful of what we can be. We don't realize how powerful we are. We're afraid of that success. We're afraid of how far that can possibly take us. Listen to any one of these superstars or celebrities out here. What's one of the first things they say? I would have never imagined. I would have never
Yeah.
thought. Because again, because you're pushing your limits. We got to learn to push our limits, and that's what women need to do to be able to excel. We got to be able to push our limits. We got to know, yes, I'm okay to brag on myself. I'm okay to say, yes, I have XYZ degrees, and I can run a marathon, and I can do this. It's okay to say that and to push yourself to be able to excel. Because if you push yourself to be able to excel, guess what you're going to do for somebody else? Help them push themselves to be able to excel.
Yep. It's like the power of the birds, flying in that V, right?
Perfect example.
As you're
Amazing.
flying, if you're in the lead position, you are creating, you're breaking that wind for everybody who's behind you. And you know what? Birds rotate. Birds rotate. So it's
Yep,
not
they do.
always you in the lead, right?
Yes, they're so
You can
perfect.
slide back and take a breather and let somebody else lead every now and then, and then rotate. And that helps the whole group to go forward. So,
Anne
yeah.
Lamott, Bird by Bird. It's a wonderful book. If you haven't read it, read it. You know, it's same concept. Same
Yeah.
concept. Like, oh my God. Yeah, that was a wonderful analogy because we do. And sometimes, you know, and sometimes us women, sometimes we get into our heads and we lose ourselves sometimes in our marriages and our kids. And you know what? It's okay to love your family.
Yeah.
I'm not
Yeah.
saying not love them, but you are not them. You are not your son, you are not your husband, you're not your mom, you're not your dad. You are your own person. You do know that, right? And a lot of people don't know that. One of the things I hear a lot is how they lost that women have lost their identity in their marriage or in their relationship. I was there. I was there too. I didn't know who the heck I was. You know, I was wrapped up in him. You
Yeah.
know, so and making
Yeah.
sure he was happy and You gotta learn to love you. When you do that, then, oh my gosh, life changes. Life
Yeah.
changes. Life
Yeah.
changes.
And you're so much ha when you do that, you're so much happier internally.
You
So
are.
now you're that positive magnet in the family. You make everybody, everybody wants to be around. Everybody wants that happiness too. And so you make your family laugh and you make them happier when you have that yourself. So
That's
it's
perfect.
just it's a win-win.
It comes
It's a
out to be a
win-win.
light. Like when you are, like I mentioned earlier, when you walk into a room or when you walk into the grocery store or whatever, or when if you're standing in line behind someone in the grocery store, I love using the example, standing in line behind somebody in the grocery store, and you see something in the buggy that you probably didn't realize was in the store. Where'd you get that from? I like that. Where I like though. And you started talking to that person. You just brightened that cashier's day, or you just brightened that person's, all because you just were talking about the bananas in the cart. I don't know, you know,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
you know, it's all about because you are comfortable and happy with who you are. You can reach out and talk to someone else about the bananas in their cart, or the
Yeah.
dress that you saw, or the shorts that you saw, whatever, you know, because that's all part of that self-awareness to be able to help you to excel and grow.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. What do you think? Now let's talk just for a few minutes about what your chapter is in the book. So again, the book is Women Excelling Everywhere. It is going to be released in digital on the 24th of this month, February. So we're really excited. So mark that date down, February 24th. We'll do the digital launch. And then paperback will be March 8th, which is International Women's Day. So we're very, very excited about that. What tell us a little bit about your chapter and what's the story that you bring in the chapter, and then what's the message to help women excel everywhere in that chapter?
Yeah, so just to give a high 30,000 foot overview, fee overview, because we want people to buy the book and read the chapter, right?
Right,
But
right.
yeah, so I start off with a story about me being this young entrepreneur and where it came from, that drive came from. I won't go too much into that story because it's kind of cute, but that's I start off with that story, and then I give a formula. I won't tell you what the formula is, but I give a formula as to how. What equals excelling? What equals excelling? Because we all have our own definition of success, excellence, whatever that may mean, right? Webster's dictionary has a definition, but you have to create your own definition of that. And so I provide tips and keys to help women to see these things for themselves and be able to dive in and say, okay, you know what? Maybe I can do that. Maybe I don't have to compare myself to this person. Right, because if you look on social media and you try to compare, people show you only what they want you to see
Exactly.
on social media. They don't show you the back
Exactly.
end. They're not gonna tell you they had an argument with their spouse last night or her boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever last night.
Yep.
They're gonna tell you that. They're gonna show you the pretty happy picture of us walking in the mall. You know, you gotta remove yourself from that, right? And so I talk about tips. Of how to excel in that mannerism. Again, you got to get the book so you can read it. But that's mainly it. I started with a great story about entrepreneurship and how my mind was back then and how it has evolved and how yours has can and will too, and tips to do that, tips to move forward and how you can excel.
Love that. And I think you had touched, you said something that made me want to make this comment. And it was, I can't remember exactly what it was you said, but it's excelling and success is different for each person.
It's your definition. It's your
Your
definition.
definition, yes. So I often say, I'm gonna clip this slide off. I often say, or that might made it worse, sorry.
Fine.
I often say, when in my life, same with you, you know, if you read the bio, you can see all these different things, certified brain health professional, blah, 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 all this stuff. But at the end of the day, if there were to write something on my epitaph, I would want it to be that I was an awesome mother. Like, to me, that was success. To me, that I homeschooled my kids for 16 years and I did my best to raise them and to give them confidence. And like, that's the piece. The rest isn't important. So you have to find what matters the most to you and excel in that, and not worry about what other people are going to compare it to.
Yeah, we live in a society that has guidelines and rules, right? Which again, I mean, you need to stop at stop signs and stop lights. Okay. Yeah, do that, right? But we live in a society that says that you need to be married by this date. If you're dating someone over 3 years, why hasn't he proposed to you? You've been getting that one degree for 8 years now. How long does it take to get a bachelor's degree? You're 40 now. You should be this. You're 30 now. You should be this. And I'm not, again, we I get it. Certain ages, yeah. I mean, maybe by 30, maybe you should be out of the house with your parents. I don't know. I mean, maybe by 40, maybe you should be out. But again, everybody's life is different, and everything has happened in out of sequence order, right? So I love the person who is the rebel. Right. I have these phrases up here. It says up here, she was warned, she was given an explanation, nevertheless, she persisted.
I
Because
love it.
I love the person that dyes their hair orange and walks out in public
Yeah.
because she wants to. Again, I'm not saying there's for me, I don't like to live by I have my own rules. So I don't like to live by like example, I'm in Florida. I wear flip-flops all year long. All year long. Like today is it was 40 degrees today. That's freezing to us. Like that's boot weather. That's boot
You guys
gloves
are pulling out the parkas.
and scarves. And I'm talking about, yeah, that's freezing for us, right? I think the high is only 63. That's still cold, right? I will wear flip flops. I'll have on scarf, whatever, boots, hat, but I'll have on some flip flops. because I don't have to follow your guidelines.
Right,
Right.
right.
I don't, who made up this rule? We have to wear white. We can't wear white after September. I wear the hell I want to wear. I'm gonna wear white when I want to wear white. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't, you know, I don't have to follow, neither do you, right? You don't have to follow society's guidelines that they put on your life, you know, and then you allow them to put them on your life. And then you ask society, do they care? They don't care, honestly. You know, so, and then they're going to talk about you anyway. So give them something to talk about. I mean, some celebrities have figured that out, you know, so you can't get mad at them, right? You can't get mad at them.
Yeah.
It's brilliant marketing, you know? So I say all that to say is, and I'm on that journey, is just be you, be who you are, be yourself. That's how you truly excel. Whatever excellence and success is for you, it's about being who you are. Everyone's not going to accept you. You can't please everybody, even your own kids. You can't, they got to grow up and be on their own, right? And as much as we want to baby them and kid them and do this stuff, they have to still be, they're their own individual as well. When they come into this world, they're their own individual. So you have to learn, okay, you know what? I'm gonna learn to be. I'm gonna let life flow. That's something I'm learning. I'm learning to flow with life. And that's how excellence is defined for me, is I'm learning to flow with life. I'm learning to continue to churn my mindset on the narrative and change the narrative. I'm a different thinker. I don't think like the average bear, you know? So I like to challenge that and think about things and understand things. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I love it. I love it. So the message is, figure out what you want to excel in, and get out of your own way. Get out of your own head.
Get out of your own way.
Yeah.
Get out of your own way. Sometimes the obstacle is the way. Ryan Holiday, great book. And sometimes you're probably the obstacle. Not your kids, not your family. Right. Not your spouse, you're probably the obstacle.
Yep, it's those own voices in our head, right? Yep. And remember, the brain listens. So whatever you tell it, it's going to go.
The brain's only going to do what you tell it. You know, it's only going to do what you tell it to do. So,
I love it. Marla, this is so wonderful. I can't wait to read the chapter. So yes, no, I have not read the chapters. So I am looking forward to the release and to read your chapter and to continue to create wonderful things together in helping women excel everywhere. So for everyone on who is listening to this now, watching this now, please mark the dates on your calendar. February 24th is the digital release. You'll be able to get the Kindle version, get it from Amazon. And then March 8th, you're going to be able to order the paperback. Now, we also have something amazing planned for everyone. March 5th, 6th, and 7th, we're doing a virtual summit where Marla's going to share a whole, you know, hour of her content and really, really, really give you some steps. Each of us will be doing that, each of the key authors in the book. So mark those dates down. Stick with us. Stick with the Women Excelling Everywhere. Join us in our Women Excelling Everywhere Success Collaborative. And just let's just lift, right? One of the things one of the groups that I'm a part of, Sandra Yancey says this all the time, lift as we climb. Like, let's just create that updraft and just let's all excel wherever you are at, whatever you are doing. Let's support each other and do that. So thank you once again, Marla, for being on the Women Excelling Everywhere. I love it. I love it. I can never do that right. Mine always looks like a, I don't know. Thank you so much. And until next time, be watching for further interviews that we're going to be doing all across the month of February to highlight the amazing women in the book. All right. Thank you so much, Marla. As I like to close up all of the podcasts, this time I'm going to add a little something, something. So I want everyone to take a nice deep breath. Go out there. Excel. And simply enjoy every moment. Thanks for being with us.